the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
The Ministry of Youth and Culture undertook several initiatives for 2015, all aimed at preserving Jamaica's culture and protecting the nation's youth. The ministry has been working to realize goal number one of Vision 2030, where Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential through training and employment, safeguarding the welfare of the nation's children, while ensuring that the country continue to make its mark in world heritage and culture. Students in state care have improved academically, evidenced by the number of wards who were recognized for their notable results in the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examinations, CAPE, in November. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna lauded the outstanding performance of the 55 students in or who have transitioned out of state care.
I could stand here and tell you when we started off, we had two children in 2012 qualifying for tertiary, and today we now have 54. Today is a day that you can step out graciously and step out boldly.
And ground was broken for the construction of a $1.5 million residential transitional home for girls. The facility is intended to help wards of the state move smoothly out of state care into living successfully on their own. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony in November, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna reiterated the government's commitment to assist in the care of the young woman.
Our children are going to get the nurturing that is important to build courage.
Some 40 females aged 18 to 21 years from the state care system will be transferred to the facility. They will benefit from a number of services including skills training courses, mentorship, life skills, and employment opportunities. Following an incident involving officers of the Child Development Agency, CDA, and wards at the Sunshine Care Facility in 2015, Minister Hanna gave the order for an independent disciplinary panel to be convened to examine the conduct of the CDA officers.
I have asked them to make the necessary recommendations so that our systems and procedures are improved to reinforce the appropriate culture necessary for child protection.
Ms. Hanna says the report from the panel will be submitted by February 2016. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says the agency remains committed to preventing child abuse and protecting children. She notes that the CDA has taken steps to engage the wider community to deepen their involvement in caring for children.
We introduced a Circle of Care Family and Community series, for which we have traveled across the island to share with parents and guardians positive methods of protecting and raising children, while encouraging other members of the society to be vigilant in protecting against child abuse.
Jamaica's youth remain at the forefront of an entrepreneurship drive by the government. 32,355 young people were trained and placed in permanent, temporary, and seasonal employment in the public and private sectors. And 115 youth entrepreneurs were trained to form sustainable businesses that create jobs through the entrepreneurship program led by the National Youth Service. On July 12, the Blue and Junker Mountains were inscribed on the World Heritage List, becoming the first mixed cultural and natural site for the Caribbean sub-region. Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says Jamaica's inscription to the prestigious World Heritage List provides an opportunity for the country to become a model for the rest of the region and should not be taken lightly. Several park rangers and wardens have been trained to protect the World Heritage Site and educate surrounding communities about the importance of and the opportunities afforded by the inscription. A Train the Trainers workshop was also organized by the Ministry of Youth and Culture. The event targeted educators, environmentalists, heritage practitioners, and other individuals specializing in heritage and culture. The aim was to develop a communication strategy to educate persons about the importance and value of the Blue and Junker Mountains. These are just some of the initiatives spearheaded by the Ministry of Youth and Culture in 2015. The ministry will continue to build on strong foundations in 2016, all part of the mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.